for show-stopping Friday night is Music Night.
Radio 3's Day of Dance. Listen this Friday morning from 6:30 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
This is BBC Radio 3, and at 8 o'clock this Sunday evening, time now for our Drama on 3. This week, a play by the award-winning writer Sarah Woolley about Judy Garland, her friendship with the composer Harold Arlen, and the film they made together, A Star is Born. Let go by MGM because of her erratic behaviour, Garland is determined to make this her comeback, but her demons are never far away and her composer has problems of his own.
Hello, I'm Sarah Woolley, and I wrote this play. As a dramatist, my work only lives because of the actors. Without them, the drama you're about to hear would not exist. It's the same for the songwriter. A great singer will communicate to an audience character, story, and emotion. If you're lucky, you might also have a hit, and your song will live on long after you are gone. Harold Arlen, born Hyman Arlock in New York, 1905, is probably not a composer who's a household name, but he wrote, with a variety of different lyricists, a host of well-known songs. That Old Black Magic, Get Happy, It's Only a Paper Moon. His most famous, however, was Over the Rainbow, and you probably know who sang that. When it came to singers, Arlen had one of the very best in Judy Garland. On screen, she often played the wholesome, hearty girl next door, but in real life, she was a lot more complex. Harold and Judy had a unique friendship, and many of Judy's relationships did not endure, but her friendship with Harold lasted right up until she died, aged only 47, in 1969. I was interested in exploring why. The play is set mostly in Hollywood in the early 1950s. It's a pretty paranoid place. Loyalties have been tested and livelihoods destroyed by the anti-communist witch hunts. The big studios were under threat and fighting for audiences. So it's a nervous time, full of nervous people, when loyalty and compassion are in short supply.
Star by Sarah Woolley.
It's pandemonium tonight outside the Philharmonic Auditorium here in downtown Los Angeles. Crowds 10 deep have been gathering all day, hoping to catch a glimpse of the woman who has been wowing audiences in London and New York with her sellout concert. Yes, it's opening night for Judy Garland here in Hollywood, and it's the stellar event of the year. Miss Garland, who only 18 months ago was let go by MGM Studios, is back on stage tonight playing to a packed house. Miss Garland, who had huge success over a decade ago as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, is over the rainbow once again as she takes to the stage tonight, singing her greatest hit. She's sure to be a knockout.
Get ready for the judgment day.
Oh, my God.
Sit down, Judy. Take a breath.
It's wild out there, Sid. They wouldn't let me leave the stage. I swear, I'm playing to half of California.
That's because you are. Now sit down.
Okay. Look at my hair. I'm a mess. Give me a cigarette, will you?
Yeah. Here.
Yeah. How long have I got?
As long as you need. They can all wait.
You think it's going well?
You got them eating out the palm of your hand. This is exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, I'm better than I was in New York. But the audience is different. So many friends and enemies. It's like I'm performing to a bunch of relatives. You know, half of MGM are at the front. Whose idea was it to put them there?
Mine.
Sid, why would you do that?
We have to show them what they're missing. But don't you worry about MGM. They're old news. Tonight is all about Jack Warner. Mm-hmm. Impress him, then leave the rest to me.
Were you able to watch him? You think he likes me?
Warner, he's entranced.
Probably wondering how I got so fat.
Shut up. You look radiant. You never look so beautiful.
Yeah, sit down, Sid. I have something to ask.
What?
Let's get married.
Oh, Judy.
No, come on. Come on, we could run away. after this leg of the show...
Don't you, Judy, please. We've discussed this before.
But what's stopping us? We're both divorced. You're my manager. My lover. Why not my husband?
Tonight is all about your comeback. Nothing else. Let's concentrate on one thing at a time,
no,
huh?
Man, no, but I want to make plans for the future, for us.
Yeah, well, we can talk about us after you've brought the house down, okay?
You don't love me.
Oh, now, Judy,
well,
stop.
No, you don't, if you love
Whose
me.
Whose idea was it to get you back in front of Hollywood so we could show these schmucks they made a mistake when they sacked you? All I want is to see you back on the screen where you belong. Now, if that's not love, I don't know what is.
Well, so then, marry me. What's the goddamn problem?
You better do your hair. You look like the Scarecrow.
I thought you said I could take as long as I want.
Yeah, well, I lied. Come on, get out and sing. You need the money.
You didn't answer my question.
Are you sure you really want to get married again? I'm not sure I am. All those big emotions, dreams. And we have fun, don't we? Why spoil it?
I'm pregnant.
Pregnant? You sure?
Well, no. But the dress I wore in New York doesn't fit anymore.
Well, that could be anything.
If I am, I want to have it.
5 minutes, Miss Garland. 5 minutes.
Your public await.
Hey, I want it all, Sid. I want my movie career back. I want a family again. I want a happy ending. You could give me that.
And what about me? What do I get?
Oh, you get a star, honey. Together, we could sparkle.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Romanov's. We are honored to host this evening's after-show party. Please put your hands together for the lady we've all come here to celebrate tonight, the triumphant Miss Judy Garland!
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. It's so lovely to see you all again. It just goes to show, there's no place like home. I won't know. I won't talk too much. I want you all to enjoy yourselves, me included. But I want to say a special thank you to the man who is by my side tonight, Mr. Sid Luft. He's the guy who got me back on stage. And I think, yes, I think he should get his own round of applause. Mr. Sid Luft, everybody.
Sing something, Judy, sing!
What? You want me to sing? Oh, I just did that for 2.5 hours. You were there.
Come on, Judy!
Come on, Judy! Judy! Judy!
What shall we do? How about Without a Memory? You know that one?
Without a Memory.
Mr. Warner! I just wanted to come over and say hello. Sid Luft, Judy's producer and manager.
Yes, Mr. Luft. Good to meet you.
Did you enjoy the show tonight?
It was tremendous. One of the best nights I've ever spent in the theater. Judy is a very special talent.
I'm glad you think so. The audience love her. She's box office gold wherever she goes.
What are her plans for after this tour?
Well, she's ready to make movies again. We've created our own production company, Transcona, and... I know Warner Brothers have an excellent reputation for working with new independent producers. I wonder, would it be possible for us to get together and discuss?
Sure. Now, why don't you come and see me next week? Call my secretary in the morning and we'll arrange a meeting.
Fantastic. Judy will be delighted. I look forward to it very much.
Hello?
Sidney Luft for you, Mr. Warner, from Transcona Enterprises.
Okay, send him in. Come in.
Mr. Warner, good morning.
Good to see you, Luft. Take a seat.
This is a very impressive office.
Well, what do you expect? I'm a movie mogul. I'm hardly going to work in a shack. Right. I'm a busy man. Let's get down to business. You tell me what Judy wants, and we'll come to some kind of agreement.
Is that simple?
It can be, if the terms are right. What are these ideas you've got?
Well, Transcona has a number of projects. First, a drama about the westbound settlers, and then we got one about race.
Now, you listen to me, Luft. I don't care about Transcona or whatever it is you're calling yourself. I'm only interested in Judy Garland. I'll be straight with you. I believe that gal is one of the greatest entertainers the world has ever known. There are very few real stars, but she is one of them. And her movies always make money. MGM were crazy to let her go. But if you and I are making a picture, I want Judy in it, and it must be a musical.
Well, do you remember the 1937 film, A Star is Born?
A Star is Born. It starred Janet Gaynor and Frederick Marsh, right?
That's right.
I remember.
Well, I have the rights.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Judy performed in a radio version when she was younger. She's always been captivated by the story. We'd like to remake it, but this time, as a musical.
Go on.
The heroine, Vicki Lester, won't be an actress. She'll be a singer who's trying to catch a break. She meets famous actor Norman Maine. He sees something special in her. Then he helps her to become a star. But as her star rises...
His falls and he kills himself. Yeah, remember the plot. It's good. Real good. Okay, Luft, I like it.
Great.
Warners will provide the cash, the sound stages, technicians, whatever you need. You produce it, I'll give you good terms.
Wow. Well, thank you, Mr. Warner.
I'll need some assurances from you, however, before we sign a contract.
What kind of assurances?
I know why Judy was let go by MGM. She was doped up, wouldn't turn up on set, and when she did, she was a disaster. I also know about her suicide attempt.
Mr. Warner, I can assure you that that was the old Judy. In the last year, she has smartened up her act. She is no longer on pills. When she was working on her last picture for MGM, she was going through a divorce. She had a small child at home. She was under a lot of pressure on set. You know, they hired Busby Berkeley to direct her in Annie Get Your Gun. That man is a savage.
Look, I know what MGM did to that girl. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. There's no way I'd have had her on diet pills and that crazy schedule at such a young age. But Judy isn't a kid anymore. And times have changed. Pictures are expensive to make these days. They're a risk. Judy has to promise to act like an adult. She has to be a professional and behave herself as her manager, or whatever you are. Are you sure you can guarantee that?
As her soon-to-be husband, I certainly can. Others have tried to manage Judy in the past, but they don't understand her. I do.
So if there's any trouble, I know who to blame.
I can assure you, Mr. Warner, Judy is fit and well and ready to work. You have my word on that.
All right. I'll hold you to that, Luft. I take it you don't have a script.
No, not yet. But we'd like Moss Hart to write it.
Fine by me. What about a director?
Judy has a list of directors she's willing to work with. I'm sure we can agree on one of them.
And if this is a musical, who's writing the songs?
Judy would like Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, the writers from The Wizard of Oz.
Are they still successful? I haven't heard those names in a while.
They wrote Over the Rainbow, Mr. Warner. Surely you can't get better than that.
All right. You get your team together and we'll start on the contract. We can work on the specifics as we go along. It's good to be working with you, Luft.
You too, Mr. Warner.
Here's to A Star is Born, Reborn.
In here, Doc. How is she?
Your wife is sleeping now.
How'd you manage that?
I gave her something to calm her down. A sedative. It'll help her rest. She was extremely agitated.
Yeah. You join me for a drink?
It's 10 a.m.
It's been a difficult week.
How long has Anya been in this condition?
Oh, I don't know. 10 days. She takes one of her turns, no one gets any sleep, including me.
Was there anything that triggered this latest relapse?
Well, I've been working with a new lyricist, someone Anya doesn't know. She doesn't deal with that very well. He came over here to work. She chased him away with a butcher's knife.
Harold, this is very serious. Anya is a danger to you and to others.
Look, I know that
I think for your safety and for hers, it might be for the best if she spends some time away from you again. She's clearly exhausted, paranoid, and I don't think we should take any unnecessary risks.
I don't want her to go back into a hospital, Doc.
Then I suggest rest home under medical supervision at the very least.
You know, she's not always like this. She gets sick, but then she gets better. She can be sweet. Adorable. No problem.
Sure. But right now, she needs help. I'll arrange for her transfer by ambulance this afternoon.
No. I don't want that. I don't want anyone to know this is happening again. I have to work. This is Hollywood. People talk.
Then you can drive her there yourself.
I'll get my brother to do it. His nerves are better than mine.
Harold, I've been your family doctor for a long time now. We know each other well. I know you're in show business, but I have to remind you that you need to take care of yourself as well as Anya.
In other words, stop drinking.
At least wait until lunch.
Yeah. I'll try, Doc. I'll try. I better get that. It might be my father. He's old and sick.
Of course. I'll let myself out. I'll be in touch.
Thank you, Doc. Harold Arlen.
Harold? It's Sid Luft.
Who?
Sid Luft. Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hi, Sid. How you doing?
Good. Very good, in fact. How are you?
I'm just great. What can I do for you, fella?
I wonder if you'd come over and see me and Judy. We have a proposition for you.
Harold, you came.
Oh, Judy.
Welcome to our home.
Well, look at this garden.
You like it?
I love it.
Have you come alone? I thought you were bringing Anya.
She's busy, but she sends her love. How'd you find this place?
Sid found it. He's a marvel, aren't you, Sid?
Well, a Hollywood star needs a Hollywood home, am I right?
He's hired servants and nanny. I've even got a butler called Taylor.
Oh. I'll get you a drink, Harold.
Yeah, I would love a drink.
Whiskey?
Why not?
Judy, you want something?
Nothing for me.
Nothing for me? What's got into you, Jutes?
Well, I'm a reform character these days, don't you know?
If you say so.
I do say so. You're looking at the new me, Harold. New tour, new home. New husband.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. You got married again. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is this now, husband number 3?
Oh, stop.
Why'd you slink off out of town to get married? I would have come.
Oh, we were trying to keep it a secret. I'm pregnant.
Oh, well, congratulations, honey.
Thank you. We're delighted. Another brother or sister for Liza. You like Sid, don't you, Harold?
Sure.
That's good. Because not everybody does.
Well, I'm happy to be the exception.
You know, I know people think he's a bit of a hustler, but he's been so good for me. And I love being in love. Has he mentioned why we wanted to talk to you?
All he said was you have a proposition for me. You want to fill me in?
Yeah, sure. Take a seat. Yeah. So, Sid and I have set up our own production company. Off the back of the success of my concert, Sid went to see Jack Warner at Warner Brothers, and he's agreed to finance a movie. We're planning my comeback.
Well, that's great news. What's the picture?
A remake of A Star is Born with me in the starring role. Do you know it?
Yeah, that's the movie where the guys are drunk, right? You're not playing him, are you?
No, smartass. I'm playing Vicki Lester, except she starts off as Esther Blodgett. They make her change her name.
Like you. Frances Gump to Judy Garland.
And you. From Hyman Arluck to Harold Arlen.
Yeah, who even are we? Huh? So what's this remake got to do with me?
Well, as it's starring yours truly, it will be a musical. Sid is in the process of negotiating the contract, and we would like you to write the songs.
You would?
Of course.
You sure?
Oh, Harold, come on. Who else am I going to ask? You're one of my best friends. And this time, Sid and I are in control. We get to choose who we want. And I want people who love me, who know what I can do, who care. Besides, I'm tired of singing that song of yours. There'll be a grandma, and they'll still be asking for Over the Rainbow.
You love it, Francis. Without that song, you'd have no closing number for your concerts.
So write me some more, Hyman.
Okay, I'd love to do it.
Thank you.
So, who do you want to write the lyrics?
Yip Harburg, of course. I want the Wizard of Oz team back together again.
Well, you might think you got control, but there's no way any studio is going to let you have Yip.
Why not?
Don't you know? He's blacklisted.
He is?
If Warners haven't realized, they will soon enough.
Oh, God. But when did this happen?
Oh, you know Yip. He's always been political, outspoken. He refused to name names to the House Un-American Activities Committee. Now he's ended up on the Red Channels list, so he can't work. But that's Yip. He can't lie.
But if we can't have Yip, then what are we going to do?
Well, I can think of someone who would be great. Someone who knows us both very well. I think the studio would approve.
Well, come on. Who is it? Don't keep me in suspense.
Ira.
Ira Gershwin? Oh, well, that's a wonderful idea. He's the best. Let's get Ira.
Now, don't get too excited. I'd love to work with Ira again. It's been a long, long time, but you know what he's like. He loves to say no. He will need a lot of persuading.
Then it's up to you to convince him.
Good evening, sir. May I help you?
Yeah. Harold Arlen. I'm here to see Ira Gershwin.
I'll take you to his table.
Thanks.
Mr. Gershwin, your guest.
Well, look what the cat dragged in.
I see you got the best table in the house, Ira. It's amazing how far the Gershwin name will get you.
Oh, shut up.
Can I get you a drink, gentlemen?
I'll have a scotch, no ice.
Yeah, just a soda for me.
It's good to see you, buddy.
Yeah, you too, pal. How's your old man?
Oh, he's not great. We finally found out what's wrong with him. He's got cancer of the liver. I don't think he's got that long.
Oh, geez, Harold, that's tough. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't mention it to Lee, will you? She'll only worry.
It's all right. I can keep a secret, even from my wife. How's Anya?
Oh, she's fine. She's good. Busy.
And what about you?
Me? Mm-hmm. Well, I got a job.
Really?
Don't sound so surprised.
What's the gig?
I saw Judy last week. She and Sid Luft have got a movie in the works. A remake of A Star Is Born.
I know.
You do? Wow, nothing gets past you.
Judy mentioned it to Lee, and Moss Hart told me he's writing the script. Have they asked you to write the songs?
They have. I said yes.
Well, good for you.
But I need someone to write the lyrics.
Oh, no. Is this why you wanted to see me? Are you asking me? I hope you're not asking
me. Come on, Ira. It'll be fun.
You know I'm retired, right?
Oh, says who? You?
I spend all day on the golf course. You know this.
Don't make me laugh. You're working on a movie for MGM.
Yeah, against my better judgment. What's the betting? They cut half my songs. Working on pictures sucks. You're at the mercy of Philistines.
All the more reason to do this. Judy and Sid, they got their own deal with Warners. They're independent producers. This time, she's in control.
And you think that's a good thing?
Your drinks, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Thank you. You know she's pregnant.
Yeah, she told me. But the baby's not due till the fall. With the best will in the world, this film won't go into production till the middle of next year. It's not an issue.
The last time Judy had a baby, she went a little screwy.
Well, we can all go a little screwy sometimes.
Yeah, except with Judy, it led to her raiding my medicine cabinet. After she had Liza, she was always over at our house crying and fretting and begging Lee to give her something for her nerves. Well, when she wouldn't, she helped herself. We had to lock away everything, even the dog's tablets.
Well, I'd be on dog's tablets if I was married to Vincent Minnelli.
Oh, what do you make of this new guy?
Sid? She seems to like him. At least he's heterosexual.
Well, there is that.
And he's firm with her. Judy needs that. He might not be sophisticated, but he's straightforward. He seems to have her best interests at heart.
You think?
Why, what have you heard?
That he's an alley cat who's hitched himself to a hot ticket.
Nah, that's not fair. Judy isn't the easiest person to be around, you know that. And she's no pushover. Plus, a remake of A Star Is Born? That's a great idea. You gotta admit it.
Has he had any experience as a producer?
He's worked on a couple of B-movies.
Well, that doesn't fill me with confidence.
Well, everyone's gonna start somewhere. We were scrappy kids once, remember?
Mm. They got a director?
They've asked George Cukor.
Well, what musicals has he directed?
None, but he was on Wizard of Oz for a few weeks.
Wasn't everyone?
Look, he has taste and a good reputation for handling difficult stars. He's a woman's director. She'll be in good hands.
And what about us? Would we be in good hands?
Judy's had a rough couple of years. You know that. If she's got this chance to make a big movie comeback, don't you think, as her old friends, we should try and help her?
I don't know. Is she up to it? Are you up to it?
What do you mean?
Harold, only a few months ago, you went missing. You got on the wrong plane and ended up in Hawaii because you were drunk.
Yeah, come on. We all get drunk. I'm not Larry Hart.
Well, just because you can still function doesn't mean you don't have a problem.
If you work with me, Ira, I promise I will cut down on my drinking.
Well, you better, because I can't handle working with someone who's all over the place. You know that.
I will be as good as gold. Come on, buddy. I need you on this. I've not had anything decent for 4 years. I spent the last 2 years barely working.
Don't tell me you need the money.
I have to write, otherwise, who am I? And Judy, she needs us both. I'm pleading with you here, Ira.
All right, I'll do it. Jeez.
You will? Great.
But you better write some good tunes.
You got a deal.
Give them to me.
No.
I said give them to me.
No. Go to hell.
Do not run away from me, Judy. I am bigger than you, and I will rip those pills out of your hand.
Yeah, you just try, and I'll scream the place down. Tater will call the police.
You're already screaming the place down. He's probably on the phone to him now. Will you give me the goddamn pills?
Ah, look what you've done.
For crying out loud.
Oh, no.
Would you look at yourself? You're scrambling around on the floor. Were you gonna take all of these?
They're just vitamins.
Are they shit? These are Seconals. You promised me you'd stop taking this stuff.
Well, I lied. I need them.
No, you don't. This is junk.
What do you know? You know nothing.
Oh, when I find out who gave you these, I'm gonna kill them. You got a baby to look after and a career to keep a hold of. You need to behave like a responsible mother instead of a drug addict.
Oh, screw you. As if I don't feel bad enough.
Come back here.
I'm gonna kill myself. Then you'll be happy.
Judy! Judy! Come out of there! Judy! Shit. Taylor? Taylor!
Mr. Luft, you need me?
Yeah, Judy's locked herself in the bathroom. I need your help to break down the door.
Yes, Mr. Luft.
If we both run at the door, we can break it down, okay?
Okay.
After three. One, two, three. She's on the floor. Whoa. Judy!
Blood!
Christ, she's cut herself. Her neck. Give me a towel. Yes. Give me a towel!
I'll call an ambulance.
No, geez, don't do that. Call her own doctor. Tell him it's an emergency.
But Mr.
Just do what I say, Taylor, and don't you tell anyone you saw this. Yes, sir. All right, go call the doc. Quick!
Okay.
Oh, Judy. Oh, Judy. What have you done?
Come in. Hey.
I brought you coffee.
Oh, thanks. Come and sit down, Sid. I want to say sorry for what happened last night. I don't know what came over me.
You scared the hell out of me.
I know. And I promise it won't happen again. I'm feeling better now.
Look. I know crazy stuff happens to women when they give birth. I know that. I understand. But you can't pull this shit on me, okay? If word gets out, you're back on pills and hurting yourself. We will lose that contract with Warners. A contract I haven't even signed yet. Mm. A contract I'm still negotiating.
Have you spoken to the servants?
They know not to say anything. Hopefully nothing will get out. But if you want this movie come back, you gotta just take the drug the doctor prescribed. If you take uppers and downers as well, it will send you nuts. Did you really want to kill yourself last night?
I don't know. I don't know. I get so wound up. I want to stamp everything out. The future. The past. Me. But I'm all right today. And it was only a little cut, no more than if you'd cut yourself shaving. Where's the baby?
She's with the nanny.
Oh, can I see her?
You sure you're up to it?
Oh, please. I want to.
Okay.
Sid.
Yeah?
I promise I'll be better. I want to be better. For all of us.
Sign here, and here, and here.
It's official.
You got a good deal, Luft. I hope you know that.
Well, I got you a star. I think we both got a good deal, Jack.
How's the script coming along?
I gotta hand it to Moss. He's doing a great job.
Hello?
Mr. Q-Core for you, Mr. Warner.
Send him in. You want a drink to celebrate, Luft?
Yeah, why not? But then I must go. I'm meeting James Mason for lunch.
Ah, yes. He's our possible Norman Maine.
He's the ideal choice, if I can persuade him.
What happened to Cary Grant?
I'm afraid he turned us down. Didn't want to play second fiddle to Judy.
That's always the way with these stars. Fragile egos. You have to wonder sometimes what attracts these messed up people to such a precarious business. Come in. Our Q-Core, just in time to join us for the party.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, George.
Sid?
I'd like to propose a toast. Let us drink to our new collaboration. Congratulations, everybody.
And that's my cue.
Was it something I said?
Sorry, I can't stay, George. We can catch up on the telephone later. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Sid.
So, tell me, Q-Core, how do you find it working with that guy?
He's pretty green, but as long as he keeps Judy in check, I think he'll be fine.
Take a seat, will you? I have something I want to run by you.
Should I be worried?
I'm getting a lot of pressure from my brothers to use CinemaScope on the movies we have in pre-production. Do you know much about it?
CinemaScope? I know a bit. Works with a new kind of lens, projects images wider than normal.
I've seen it in action. It makes what we got now look like crap. I think we should consider it for A Star Is Born.
I don't think that's wise, Jack. It's not tested.
They're using it at Fox now. They got two films in production.
Which no one has seen.
Do you know how many people go to the movies these days? Or does a director not concern himself with such things? By the time the average guy has booked a babysitter, put gas in his car, paid for the parking, bought a Coke, and then paid for his ticket, he's half broke. We have to get people out of their houses. Otherwise, they'll stay in and watch television. Movies have to offer an audience something special. Take these new 3D pictures, the ones you wear the glasses for.
I'm not working in 3D, Jack.
I'm not suggesting that. But those pictures have done well. It makes going out to the movies an event.
3D is a fad.
I agree. But if you want to stay relevant in this town, you need to get ahead of the game. And I want what's next.
I don't have the expertise to film in CinemaScope.
So then you learn on the job. We'll get the right people to help you.
Look, I got enough on here. Judging by the script, this is going to be a long movie. With musical numbers and a star with a reputation, it's not going to be a straightforward shoot. Add in extra time for everyone to learn the ropes on CinemaScope, and you could be looking at something very expensive.
All right, I hear you. But I'm not frightened to take risks if it helps me stay on top. I reserve the right to change my mind.
Another day, another song.
Yeah, I think we made good progress last week, wouldn't you say?
One down, six to go. Carry on like this, and I might come out of retirement.
Golf's loss is music's gain.
So, according to the script, Moss has suggested we write a dive song, something for Judy to sing in the bar with the band when she's discovered by Norman Maine. The guy's so impressed by her, he falls in love with her there and then.
Yeah, I've been working on something jazzy, rhythmic. You want to hear it?
I do.
What do you think?
That's nice.
Nice?
Yeah, it sounds like Gershwin. George Gershwin.
Oh, geez. Well, we don't want that. Oh, no. I'm sorry, Ira. I didn't
mean... No, it's fine.
No, I wasn't
don't
being
worry.
Disrespectful to George
no,
or anything.
I know.
He's a lot to live up to, right? Just because we're working together now, I don't want to write some kind of pastiche, you know?
Oh, me either. Don't worry.
You know, I still think about him all the time, even after 15 years.
Me too. Except I still feel guilty about it.
You do? Why?
Oh, you know. The things I could have done, should have done to help him, especially at the end.
Ira, nothing would have made a difference. You know that. Everyone, and I mean everyone, me included, had no idea he was so sick. When he started acting up, I just thought he was behaving strange because his career was taking a plunge. There's nothing anyone could have done about
it. I just wished...
What?
That I'd been kinder to him. He was my brother. I knew him better than anyone, but... Instead of getting him help, I presumed he was being an idiot.
Well, George could be an idiot. He had a way of pissing people off. We're all guilty of that in this business. It's called Hollywooditis. Everyone's pushing so hard, we all act badly sometimes.
There was this one evening, just a few weeks before he died. Lee and I were sitting at the table, having dinner. George was having trouble eating. He was... spilling his food. It was embarrassing. Anyway, Lee asked him to leave the table. I think she thought he was drunk or on something, so... Yeah, I helped him upstairs to his room. For a second, our eyes met at the doorway. And I will never forget the look he gave me for as long as I live. He was terrified.
Yeah, but even the doctors, right up until the end, they didn't know what was wrong with him. How were you supposed to know he had a brain tumor?
He had headaches for months, Harold. He fell over. His coordination went haywire, and still I did nothing. If you see someone in need, you help them, right? You have to give it everything, but I didn't do that. I just looked the other way. I will regret that for the rest of my life. Anyway, enough of that. We got work to do. You got any other ideas for this song?
Actually, I do, as a matter of fact. I got this tune I've had in my head for a while now. I just haven't found the right lyrics for it, but I think it might fit for what we're after.
Play it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of chromatic.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Keep going.
Up to a nice long B flat there. What do you think? It's kind of bluesy, dirty.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. It's sweet, low down, melancholic. Works for that scene in the bar.
Yeah, so what are we calling it?
Ah, how about the man that got away. You know that Anglis phrase? You know, you should have seen the one that got away. Well, what if she's singing about that one guy? The one that's meant for her, but she's lost him, and she knows she will never get over it. There will never be another man like him. It will be a wistful song about regret.
Wow. That's sad.
It's very Judy Garland.
It's very Ira Gershwin.
What about this? Where's the tune, Harold?
song is played out. The moon is in a fade out. The clouds won't... Nah. The stars won't glimmer. The autumn wind is grimmer. No?
Grimmer? Can the wind be grimmer?
Yeah, that's bad. Let's start again. The night is bitter. Yeah, this is better. The stars have lost their glitter.
Oh, that's nice. Carry on.
Mm. The winds grow colder. And suddenly you're older. Ha. And all because of...
The man that got away.
You like?
I like.
Well, let's keep going.
Hey, you know, if we finish this song by the end of the week, I can go away for the weekend. Judy and Sid want me to come to Palm Springs on Saturday.
Well, you have to cancel that.
Why? I thought we were making good progress here.
We are, but Judy will want to hear what we've written.
Oh, I promise I won't let her hear a note of any of this until it's written.
You better not, Harold, or I will kill you.
Would you look at that?
How come you've got so good at this?
Everyone in Hollywood wants to have meetings on the golf course. I'm now a mover and a shaker, honey.
You're certainly something.
Hey, oh, look, here comes Harold.
Harold! Harold! Over here!
Ah, I've been looking all over for you two.
Since when did you take up golf?
It keeps us fit.
And we got a movie to make, remember? Everyone has to remain slim.
By everyone, he means me.
How's your swing these days, Harold?
Not bad. I could probably teach you youngsters a thing or two.
Well, come on then. Let's see it. Judy, give him your club.
Here.
All right. Stand back. Hold my cigar.
How are the songs coming along, Harold?
Oh, you know, we're getting there.
You won't give us a sneak peek while you're here for the weekend?
Oh, no. I'm under strict instructions not to do that.
From who?
Ira. He doesn't want anyone hearing anything until it's ready. You know Ira. He's not someone you upset. Okay, let me get into position here. I need to concentrate.
Nice!
Told you I could show you a thing or two.
Wait a minute. What was that tune you were humming?
What tune?
Oh, Harold Arlen, you were just doo-dooing a little tune just before you hit that ball.
I was not
God
doo-dooing.
God damn it, you were doo-dooing, and it's a tune I never heard before. Is it a song for me?
Well...
Right, I want you to play that immediately.
What? No, I promised
There's
Ira.
There's a piano inside. What do you know? Come on.
Jude,
come
I on. Cannot play you yeah, that
you
song.
Not play the piano.
No, I know. My hands
hurt
from the
golf
show.
Here it is. Right
come on.
Here.
I really don't...
Hey, now. Play it.
Look, I'm serious about this, Jude. If I play this song for you before it's ready, you don't like it. Ira will kill me.
Play it or I will kill you.
Okay. The night is bitter. The stars have lost their glitter. The winds... grow colder, suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. No more his eager call, the writings on the wall, the dreams you dreamed have all gone astray.
Oh, Harold. I love it.
Thank God. Ira won't kill me after all.
Oh, so thank you and Ira wrote this for me. God! Anya is such a lucky woman to be married to you.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, everything you write, it's so full of heart. The things you must feel to do that.
Well, you should know. Sing the way you do, you feel it too.
Sometimes
I think I feel it too much.
I know, baby. But there's a reason for that.
There is?
You feel it too much, so everyone else who doesn't feel can taste the magic too. Just for a moment.
I'm scared about making this picture. The last few have been so awful. I hope I'm up to this for everyone's sake. When we're on set, you will come visit, won't you? I think that will help.
Of course I'll come. Do anything for you, Jude. You know that.
Oh, Errol. Oh, we are going to make a wonderful picture.
Yeah.
Looking for the man that God away.
And cut! What the hell was that light doing? It's not picking up her face. It's picking up everything else but her face. Reset!
Reset, everybody.
Judy, honey.
Yes, George.
You are going to exhaust yourself if you sing along live to the playback every time we do a take.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling, but it's the only way I can do it. I can't fake that emotion. And this song needs so much emotion. I've got to get it right.
Fine, but I'm concerned you're going to burn out here. We've got days of this, and I just got to do it all in one.
I just want to do my best, George. I'm the star of this picture. I've got a lot riding on this. It has to be perfect.
All right, go take a break while we fix the lights.
Hello, everybody.
Ira.
Yeah, Judy. Mwah. I hope you'll forgive my invasion of your set, Mr. Cukor.
Mr. Gershwin, it's always an honor.
How's the shoot?
Oh, we're a little behind, but we'll get there.
What did you think of the number, Ira? Did you see it?
You're sounding wonderful, sweetheart.
Oh. Wait a minute. Where's Harold? I thought he was coming today.
His father died, honey. I'm sorry. He couldn't come. But you got me.
Oh, but I need him. He promised.
I'm sure there will be other times. Mr. Cukor, do you mind if I take Judy to lunch?
Go right ahead, but please, will you remind her not to work so damn hard?
I will try, but I doubt she will listen.
No. Okay, everybody, that's lunch. When we get back, I want to do this all over again from the top. Larry.
Hello?
Harold? Can you hear me?
Is that you, Ira? Where are you?
A phone booth on the lot.
Ah. How's it going down there?
It's good, pal. Real good.
How's Judy?
Okay.
What does that mean?
She's on edge, I could tell. You know what she's like. That girl needs a lot of attention and a lot of reassurance when she's working.
Mm. Was she pissed I wasn't there?
A little.
Oh, jeez. What does she want me to do? I'm under real pressure here. My father just died, for Christ's sake. I'm trying to organize a funeral. There's all these people coming to the house. Then there's Anya to worry about.
Anya? What's wrong with Anya?
Oh, nothing. Forget it.
Harold, are you drinking?
It's just a small one.
Okay, I believe you. But listen to me, pal. That song of ours, The Man That Got Away, it sounds like a dream. Despite her nerves, Judy really is the best. And I think you got another over the rainbow here. You done good on this. You done real good.
You really think so?
Yeah, I know so. So don't sink on me, okay?
Yeah. You're a great friend, Ira. Your brother would be proud of you.
He'd be proud of us both. Keep your head, buddy.
Yeah, I'll try.
And don't worry about Judy. This is a big movie. We've done our bit. It's now up to everybody else to make it work.
Okay, stop it there. Well, gentlemen, what do you think of that?
Can someone tell me why it looks so brown?
The bar is meant to be shabby, Sid. It'll contrast later with the Technicolor highs of Hollywood.
But Judy looks like shit.
And that's coming from her husband.
So I'll change her costume, then I'll reshoot.
You're gonna have to do more than that, Q-Corps. Right. I've made a decision. I want to switch to CinemaScope.
Wait, what? But that'd mean starting all over again. Everything we've already got in the can will need to be reshot.
Do you remember the conversation we had about those two movies Fox were making?
I remember.
One of those pictures has just made $3 million in less than 2 weeks, and it's only just opened.
Wow, that's crazy money.
Nothing like that has been seen since Gone with the Wind. And apparently, it's the CinemaScope trademark that's making folk want to see it.
But what about the costs of starting again?
That's not your problem, Q-Corps. That's mine.
I'm already concerned that Judy's giving a lot of herself. The last thing I want to do is have her hanging around waiting for big setups. If we have to reshoot...
You can't use what we just watched here anyway. She looks hideous. You have to start again. She needs new costumes, new hair, everything.
And you're gonna tell her that, are you, Jack?
No, Sid is.
Are you serious?
That's being a producer, buddy. Welcome to Hollywood. Tomorrow we start afresh. Go tell your wife.
What do you mean we're starting over?
Warner wants Q-Corps to shoot the movie in CinemaScope.
So we're ditching everything we've done so far?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. But it's for the best. If it helps us sell the film, then we make more money. We're gonna get you better costumes, better hair. Jean-Louis has been hired to design you a new outfit for the man that got away.
Jean-Louis?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's the best, but... No, what was wrong with the way I looked before?
No, nothing. It's just the way it was shot.
Now, don't lie to me, Sid. I look terrible in the rushes, don't I? I knew it. I knew it!
Judy, calm down!
I'm not beautiful anymore, and you're too much of a coward,
Judy,
to tell
stop!
Me. I look fat! I look
Judy,
old!
Judy!
I tried to lose weight all these last few months before we started filming. I tried, but it didn't work.
Judy!
When I first started working at MGM, you know what Mr. Mayor used to call me? My little hunchback.
Jesus.
I look like a pig. And everybody knows it.
Now, you listen to me.
Everybody knows.
You listen to me. You are a star. No one looks or sounds like you. You are unique.
We've already spent weeks on the man that got away. It's all in one take. Every time we do it, we have to do it all the way through. And each time I want it to be better and better. Like I'm competing with myself. I don't think I can do it all over again.
You're gonna have to. We got no choice.
Yeah, well then I'm gonna need some help.
What kind of help?
Shit. Are you that green that you want me to spell it out?
Not pills,
then
Judy,
then carry
please.
Me. They carry me. They're all I've
but
got.
You promised.
You want this movie made or not?
Stand by, everyone! Lights, cameras!
Barroom scene, take one.
Action!
The night is bitter. The stars have lost their glitter.
Take two.
The winds grow colder. Suddenly you're older.
Take three.
And all because of the man that got away.
Four. Five, six, seven, eight.
Time, reset. Let's go again. Action.
Take nine, 10, 11, 12.
Cut. Reset.
13. 14, 15, 16.
Cut. I need hair, I need makeup. quickly, now!
Take 21.
Looking for.
Take 22.
The man.
Take 23. 4, 5, 6, 7.
And cut. Okay, that's a wrap. I think we've got enough. Judy. Judy, are you all right? What's wrong with her? Judy. Judy? Judy!
What do you mean she's not coming in?
I mean she's not coming in.
At all?
First, she started coming in late, then she'd come in and leave after an hour. I've had to talk her out of her dressing room at least half a dozen times. Now she says she's sick.
Can you shoot around her?
That's what I have been doing, Jack, for weeks. I got James Mason shooting scenes I'll probably never use. The guy's a hero.
So talk to Luft. The only reason he got this gig is because he's her husband.
I tried that. He's away in New York.
Doing what?
Avoiding his wife?
Well, we can't shut things down. How bad is this, do you think?
Since we started using CinemaScope, we've been learning on the job. It's like shooting through a coffin. Everything takes longer, and Judy, she gives a lot of herself, and because of that, there are consequences.
What do you mean? You think she's on pills?
I think pills are the tip of the iceberg. She has a lot of problems, Jack, and we are 19 days behind schedule.
What?
I have barely an hour of usable footage.
But this is serious, Q-Corps. As a matter of urgency, send someone over to her place, right now. Get them to talk some sense into her.
Got anyone in mind?
What do you mean I can't see her?
She's withdrawing from sleeping pills, Harold, and it's making her paranoia worse. It won't do either of you any good if you visit her right now.
But if I could just talk to her, hold her hand.
Let the clinic do their job, Harold. Maybe in time things will improve, then you can visit Anya again.
I miss her, Doc. It's been months now. This is my wife.
I know, but Anya needs this time to heal. She's not a well woman.
She will get out of there eventually, won't she, Doc?
Let's take each day as it comes. I'm sorry it isn't good news. I'll call again with an update next week.
Yeah, thanks.
Goodbye, Harold. Take care now. Oh.
Harold Arlen.
Hello, Mr. Arlen. This is Jack Warner's secretary calling.
Oh. Hi. How can I help?
Mr. Warner has a favor to ask.
Wow, it's dark in here. Let's open the drapes.
Don't you dare open them, Harold.
So we're just going to sit in total darkness like someone died? What's going on, Jutes?
Nothing. This was going on, absolutely nothing. I am dead.
Now listen, you need to stop this nonsense. You need to get up, go back to work.
No, I can't, and I won't.
Francis Gum, you got a movie to finish. You're the star. There are people waiting on
you. Well, they can all... go to hell. I'm doing what I damn well want. If I'm the star, they can all wait.
What's wrong, baby?
Oh, you don't care.
Of course I care. How can you say that?
You didn't come to see me on set. No, you're just like all the rest.
Now you know that's not true.
Oh, Harold. You expect me to believe that the studio didn't send you here?
Look. I don't care who you let down, but I won't let you let yourself down. This is your movie.
Oh, is it? Or am I just the one carrying it for everyone else? Without this movie, Sid doesn't have a career. And as for you...
What?
Well, you, right? Your little tunes, and you get to disappear. It's me who has to sell them. It's me... in the shop window with everyone looking at me, judging me. Is she too fat? Is she too old? She doesn't sound like she used to when she was 17. They're all out there picking me apart, wondering how much money I'm gonna make them. My whole future is riding on this picture. If it fails, my career in Hollywood will be over, and then what will I do? I'm broke. You know that?
What? You can't be. What about the concerts?
Do you know how much it costs to live the life everyone expects Judy Garland to live?
This house, the servants, without movie money, we'd last a month. God, if I had a barrel of Dexamil, I would take it right now, because I don't know where to turn or what to do. Let me die.
Okay. I need to tell you something. It's something no one else knows.
What?
Anya is in the clinic.
Why?
She's sick in the head. It's been going on for a while now, and I don't know when she'll come home, if ever. And as for me, well, I'm not dealing with it very well. In fact, the day Sid called me, asked me to come over to talk about your movie, I've been drinking all night and all morning. Yeah, so I get it. I really do. You want to die. Sometimes I do too.
So how come you don't?
'Cause I got songs to write. And sometimes, if I'm very lucky, I get to write them with the best for the best.
You mean me?
Yeah. Look, Ira assures me that we've written at least one great song for your picture. But if you don't finish this movie, no one is going to hear it. My song won't live, and I won't have the one thing that keeps me going. Now, do you really want me to drink myself to death and only be remembered for Over the Rainbow?
You know, that was never my favorite song of yours.
What is?
Get Happy.
You can tell I don't write the lyrics.
Well, we are a pair, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, we are. Hey, we're not at the end of the rainbow yet. You can do this. We can do this.
You help me get out of bed?
Sure. Come on. Come on. Gently does it. That's it. Come on, girl. Atta girl.
What can I say, gentlemen? We have the makings of an incredible picture here. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Jack.
Sid, Judy is incredible.
She sure is.
There's just one thing missing, however.
What?
We need to show the audience why Vicki Lester is a star. The movie is called A Star Is Born, but we don't see her birth.
What do you mean?
Judy goes into the theater, and she and Maine watch your debut picture. But the audience don't see that picture. Now, what about if we had another musical number at that point? Something magic for Judy to really show off her great talent.
Arlen and Gershwin have written two songs that could go in that place, but when we gave them to the choreographer, he couldn't come up with any ideas.
Good grief! Well, don't give me excuses, Q-Corps. Give me a solution. Sid, what do you think we should do?
Me?
Yes, you. You're the producer, aren't you? Give me something here. What, in your opinion, does this moment need?
Something unforgettable. Happy?
Exactly.
Like what?
Well, so, what about if we brought a bit of Judy's tour to the screen?
What do you mean?
Well, when Judy played the palace, she'd sing a medley of songs by famous performers. It always brought the house down. You could do something like that.
That might work. A montage of songs we all know and love could just be what we're looking for.
So she's just going to stop the movie and sing her greatest hits? This isn't the Ziegfeld Follies.
Why don't you let me call a few people, Jack? I think I know the right person who could put this together.
Sure, I like the sound of this.
Hang on a second here. Are you not concerned that a whole new musical number will add to the running time? This is already quite a long picture. There are plenty of numbers already.
Can't we just try it, George, then make a decision?
Fine. But I won't be able to direct it. I have to be in Europe.
All right, so your choreographer can do it. Give him something to do.
Okay, but are you sure Judy is up to it? It's been a hell of a job getting her this far.
What do you think, Sid? Can she do it?
Judy is a professional. She will want to do what's best for the picture, but she's not always good in the morning. She works better at night. If we could shoot then, it would help.
All right. If everyone has to come in at midnight, whenever, then we do it. I'll pay for the overtime. This movie has all the makings of a hit. With a little more pizzazz, it could be huge. I want to throw everything at it. We're going to show everyone in Hollywood why Warner's is the greatest.
They love it. They absolutely love it. Warner is crazy about you. You are going to get the biggest opening night Hollywood has ever seen. But? It's missing something. We need another number.
No. No. You can't be serious. I am done here. I am finished. There is no way.
Listen to me, Judy. Just listen, okay? I've had an idea. You'll perform a montage of songs. You'll be Esther, but it will be like Judy Garland's story, too.
What?
So, Esther's rise to stardom will mirror your own. Don't you see? We'll show how you got started. We'll go back to vaudeville. We'll see you as a girl performing for the first time. You know, like with your father.
My father?
Then we see your struggle, going for auditions, singing in the chorus, that kind of thing. And then you get discovered and become a star. We could even have you sitting on the edge of the stage, you know, with your legs dangling down into the orchestra pit like you do at your concerts.
So, wait a minute. In this montage, what, am I me? Am I me or Esther? Or Vicki Lester? Or Norman Maine? Because you know what, Sid, I have no idea anymore.
Oh, Judy, I promise, Jesus, just trust me on this, will you? It will work. We'll get you the best people to put it together. Roger Edens. We'll get him. He'll do us a favor. And we will make you look beautiful. But this is what the movie needs. And we are so close. I promise it will be worth it.
No, Sid. It's not worth it. The tank is dry. I can't. I'm sorry, but I am done.
Then think of our family. Hmm? If a star is born as a big success, you'll never have to hustle for work again. You can name your price. You'll never have to worry about money. We could buy an even bigger house. We could have another baby. Imagine that. All of us happy together. No more worries. Life will be perfect.
What songs will I sing?
Whatever you want. Anything. Your old hits. Whatever works for you.
What about Swanee?
Yes! Perfect!
I could be dressed in a top hat.
Yes.
Yeah, I could wear a suit and I'd have a cane. Yeah, cane, and maybe I could make it funny. Because, geez, if I don't laugh, I'll cry. And if I cry, I don't think I'll be able to stop.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world...
Welcome to the Pantages Theater, Hollywood. I'm George Fisher from NBC TV, and I'm live at the premiere of Judy Garland's new film, A Star is Born. There are 20,000 fans lining the streets here in Los Angeles tonight as they try to catch a glimpse of the 250 major stars and personalities who will light outside in their limousines to walk the red carpet. This is the most looked forward to picture in this year of 1954, and sure to be the greatest night in motion picture history. And here is the star of the film, Miss Judy Garland, here with her husband, producer Mr. Sid Luff, and studio head Mr. Jack Warner. Judy, in a few moments we're going to see your movie. Are you excited?
Well, we have been together on some wonderful occasions, but I hope tonight will be extra special. I'd like to thank my darling husband here, Sid Luff, who did everything.
I'm very proud to have been a small part of it.
And Mr. Warner, believing in us both.
This really is the greatest opening in my 50 years in show business. I hope you all enjoy the show.
Good luck, Judy. You don't need it. Hollywood loves you.
Hello, everybody. This is Mrs. Norman Maine.
Oh,
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah. Hey, pal. How are you?
Well, I wonder where you were. It's crazy in here. Did you watch it?
I already saw the preview. I knew what to expect.
Are you all right?
Well, let's get out of here. You want to go for a walk?
Sure.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how upset are you that they didn't use our songs for that montage sequence?
Oh, I guess about a 5.
Only a 5?
Well, at least they used a Gershwin song. I never get tired of hearing Swan.
Well, they've made a huge mistake adding that montage. You know that, don't you?
Come on, you can't be that sore about it.
You know what the running time of that movie is?
It felt kind of long.
It's over 3 hours. When I saw the preview, it was even longer. They're going to have to cut it. There's no way that film is going to go into the movie theaters with that running time.
What are you talking about?
Think about it. How many times can a movie theater run a picture each day?
Well, I don't know. Maybe what? 4 or 5 showings?
Yeah, right. But you won't be able to do that with A Star Is Born.
Why not?
Because it's 3 hours long. Are you even listening to me? You can't show a 3-hour film 5 times a day. You'd have to start at 8 in the morning and finish at 11 at night. So your audience numbers drop, and so do your profits at the movie house. The length of that picture is murder to the turnover. Do you get it now?
But there have been other long films. Look at Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind was an epic film about the Civil War. This is a small story about a girl who's in love with an alcoholic. Besides, Gone with the Wind was 15 years ago. Movies are different now. Do you know how much our movie costs to make? $5 million. That's the second most expensive film ever produced in Hollywood. This movie's gonna have to make a fortune to return its negative cost.
Okay, but if it's 3 hours long, they can't just chop it down to 2.5, can they?
Watch them.
But to do that, they'll have to go at it with an axe. This is Judy's film and Sid's. I can't see them letting that happen.
They won't have a choice, neither will Cukor.
You think they'll cut our songs?
Oh, I am sure of it.
But everybody made a great picture here. To meddle with it would be a tragedy. Besides, the reviews aren't out yet. If the critics love it, they wouldn't dare touch it.
Well, you have more faith in the system than I do.
Oh, this is a good place. You wanna go for a drink to commiserate?
Why not? We can toast my farewell to Hollywood.
You're joking, right?
No. It's over for me, Harold. I'm through with the movies. I'm tired of being cut.
Oh, please, Ira, don't quit. We don't know what's going to happen yet. We could keep on doing this, you and me, together.
I'm 57 years old, pal. I can't deal with it anymore. Besides, it's time I did something for George. I owe him so much. I'm going to devote my time to looking after his estate.
So this is really it.
I'm not like you. I'm not compelled to do this. Writing songs was always George's idea. I just tagged along for the ride.
That's not true, and you know it.
Maybe.
Well, I will miss you, Ira. It may have been brief, but we made a great team.
Yeah, we'll still see each other on the golf course all the time.
And I will still be beating you.
Harold.
Yeah?
I know about Anya.
You do?
I know about the clinic. I also know you beat yourself up about it. Take it from one who knows. It's not your fault.
Come on. Let's forget the drink. Let's go get something to eat. I really want a pizza.
You want me to toast my farewell to Hollywood with a pizza?
Yeah, it's good.
The New York Times. It is something to see this Star Is Born. Time Magazine. Judy Garland gives just about the greatest one-woman show in history. You want another?
I have read the reviews, Cukor, but there is nothing I can do. We need to try and make our money back.
Oh, don't give me that shit.
It is not shit. My hands are tied. Warner Brothers isn't just me, you know that. I'm getting pressure from everywhere. My brothers, the bookers at the theater chains. We need to put a new, shorter, cut version into the theaters. I'm not doing this because I don't love the film. I do. I don't have a choice.
All right, how much needs to go?
We need to cut at least 30 minutes.
30 minutes from where?
I don't know, Sid. You can take out at least 2 Arlen Gershwin numbers, but don't touch that montage.
What? The bit that's not in the script that adds nothing to the plot?
This movie was a musical, Q-Core. By directing the whole thing at such a slow pace, you haven't helped yourself any.
So, you want me to nibble at it? Is that it? Cut little scenes here and there, plot points that Moss worked out until none of it makes any sense? I won't do it!
Then I will get someone else to do it. No. Someone on the staff. It will save me having to pay you.
You can't do that, Jack. He's the director.
Oh, please, check the contracts. Warners alone have the rights to recut.
Jeez. This is something else.
What the hell am I gonna tell Judy?
That's not my problem, Sid.
But she will be devastated. How could you do this to her? She is wonderful in this, and if you cut it, you will ruin it. You will ruin her.
Listen, if she hadn't held things up, we might have stood a chance here. You know how many days she was late or didn't come in? You had one job, Sid, and that was to get your wife to turn up. Along with everything else, those delays, they cost money. And now Warners have to try and recoup. Besides, I hear she's pregnant again. I'm sure she won't care.
Oh, she will care. She will care very much.
Sid, hey. Darling.
Hey. You seem pleased to see me.
Aren't I always? I have some news.
What?
Well, don't look too excited.
Just tell me what it is, Jude, okay? It's been a long day.
Well, if you're gonna be like that, maybe I won't.
I'm sorry. Just, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I saw the doctor today. He thinks we might be having a boy. Isn't that wonderful?
Wow, yeah, well, that's great.
What's wrong?
I've just been to see Jack Warner. They're gonna put a new version of A Star Is Born into the movie theaters.
What new version?
A cut version.
A cut version?
Mm-hmm.
But why?
It's a long story. I've tried to reason with him.
How much do they want to cut?
Nearly 30 minutes.
30 minutes?
Look, I did all I could.
Oh, no! Why would they do this?
Judy.
Why would they do this to me? They'll ruin the film.
Judy, please, just listen.
They hate me. That's why they do this. They all hate me.
Judy, please. Judy.
Hey, Sid.
Hey. Thanks for meeting me, Harold. You'll join me for a drink?
Yeah, sure. Just the one I'm trying to cut down.
Yeah? You succeed?
Some days are better than others, put it that way.
Hey, Eddie.
Hello?
We'll have 2 whiskeys, no ice.
Yeah, no problem.
How are you?
Shit.
Yeah. I'm sorry they cut our movie.
Can you believe it? I'm the goddamn producer, and I had no say in it whatsoever. You know, it's dying at the box office. Who wants to go and see A Star Is Born now it's been hacked to death? You know, you can do everything right. And yet at the last moment, they killed it. I'm sorry they cut your songs.
It happens. It's Hollywood. At least the man that got away survived.
I heard you're moving to New York.
Yeah, I need stirring up. I thought I'd give Broadway a go. Truth is, it's the only place left. Studio system's dead. How's Judy?
Well, when she heard about the cut, she threw herself on her bed and wept. She will never forgive Warner after this. But there is one last hope.
The Oscars.
If she gets nominated and she wins...
You'll snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. She'll win, I'm sure of it. And everything will be okay.
But what if she doesn't?
There you go. 2 whiskeys.
Thanks. Chin chin.
Cheers. Harold?
Yeah?
You've known Judy since she was a teenager. Tell me, how can I help her?
Judy is a fragile girl in an industry that destroys even the strongest of people. She's also an addict. But if you love her, that's enough.
You make it sound so simple.
It is.
Yeah. Then why do I find it so hard?
It's just like your movie. Vicki Lester tries, but even with all her love, she can't help nor remain because people with problems are hard to love.
Oh.
God knows I should know. But if you want Judy to be happy, love her. No matter what she does, how she behaves, love her. The question is, are you up to it?
Honestly, I don't know.
Well, then you better hope she wins that Oscar.
Okay, Judy, so Harry here.
Hello, ma'am.
He's gonna hook you up with a mic, and then when we get to the Best Actress nomination, if you win, we go live, okay?
So this is the mic.
Let's go. I bet no one has ever received an Oscar from a hospital bed before.
Well, if you will give birth the day before the ceremony.
Well, my timing is rotten. I get it. Sid, how do I look, darling?
You look great, beautiful.
I'm wired up like a radar.
Just make sure you don't move.
I won't.
Okay, let's get those lights on.
Wow.
Oh, shit. She needs more makeup. Harry, sort her out, will you? Come on, we go in 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Miss Collins.
Okay, right. Everybody standing by. Judy, when they call your name, we cut to Bob Hope, and then he's going to talk to you, okay?
If they call my name.
There's no ifs, honey. You're going to win this. I just know it.
Quiet, please. Okay, here we go.
And the nominees for Best Actress are Dorothy Dandridge for Carmen Jones, Judy Garland for A Star Is Born, Audrey Hepburn for Sabrina, Grace Kelly for The Country Girl, and Jane Wyman for Magnificent Obsession.
Come on, shh, sit.
And the winner is Grace Kelly for The Country Girl.
What? Grace Kelly? What the hell?
Okay, people, wrap it up. Come on, wrap it
this
up. Get that wire off of
me,
Harry.
What's happening? Grace Kelly?
Sorry, Miss
I want everybody out of here now!
Okay, let's get out of here, people. Come on, move it.
Get out! For Christ's sake! Screw the Academy Awards! Screw the industry! Screw it all!
Sid, listen to me. None of it matters. It's a stitch-up. It always has been.
How can you say that? You were the best. It's not fair.
Oh, Sid, honey. This is Hollywood. You should know by now, nothing is fair in this town. But we got our new baby son. Hey, and that's better than any Academy Award. Isn't it?
Oh, Judy. I'm so sorry.
No. Hey,
it is 7 o'clock and time for the evening news. The crew of Apollo 8 have held a news conference today in Houston, Texas. President-elect Richard Nixon has been talking to reporters and has expressed his excitement about the upcoming launch in December.
You can see it.
You might want to take a left here.
What's that?
I said you might want to take a left. It's going to be slow traffic. You go straight ahead.
Is that because of the show you're going to? Or do they expect them big crowds? What's the gig?
American Society of Composers. It's a tribute night.
For who?
You hear that song on the radio?
What, this one? Yeah, that's Over the Rainbow.
You know who wrote that old song?
I do.
You do?
Sure, it's Richard Rodgers.
No, it's not.
It isn't? Irving Berlin, then.
Nope.
Cole Porter?
Not even close.
Geez, is it George Gershwin?
It's not George.
Then who the hell is it?
Harold Arlen.
Who? I never heard of him.
Well, he wrote quite a lot of songs. Stormy Weather, Blues in the Night, Get Happy, You Gotta Accentuate the Positive.
Hey, don't tell me. Is that you? Are you Harold Arlen?
That's me, the guy you never heard of.
So, if I never heard of you, how come there's crowds at your tribute? What, are you dying or something?
No, not yet. They've come to see someone else. A true star.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your 15-minute call. Your 15-minute call.
John, darling, will you give me my pills?
You can have 3 Ritalin, that's all.
But 3, that won't be enough.
That's enough, Judy. You can have the rest after the show.
Oh, but I'm so nervous.
There's no need to be nervous. You'll be great. You're a star.
Why won't you let me keep the pills? It's humiliating having to come to you all the time, begging for them. You can trust me.
The last time I trusted you with these, you fell over and smashed up your face. Who is it?
It's me, Harold.
Come in, Mr. Olin.
Oh, Harold. Am I glad to see you.
I have roses. Mm. One from me, one from Anya. Mm.
How is she?
She's here tonight.
She is?
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful news. I can't wait to see her. Oh, I'm so, so glad she's well.
And how are you?
Well, I'm shitting myself.
That makes two of us. Whose idea was it for me to play my own tribute?
You know John, don't you?
Yeah, we met at the rehearsal.
Ah, of course you did, of course you did. John's a songwriter too, aren't you, darling? Johnny, can you go make sure I have everything I need backstage?
See you out there, Mr. Arden. Mm. I'm a big fan. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy. I'm gonna need it. How old is he?
I don't know. 27, 28?
Oh, so just the what? 20-year age gap?
Now, there's not many perks left in this job, but that's one of them. He's asked me to marry him.
Are you going to?
Well, he can't be any worse than my last 4 husbands.
And he knows how to prepare the vodka after you come off stage.
Exactly. Harold, would you sit down for a moment? I just need to ask you something.
Huh? Go ahead.
You know I can't work and earn money because of this IRS business, and I've been sick, and, well, I don't really have a place to live right now.
Are you telling me you're homeless?
Well, I'm staying with Johnny's parents, can you believe it? It's so embarrassing.
It's okay. I'll give you whatever you want. I'm always here, you know that.
Oh, Harold, you never judge me. Why?
Because you and me, we're the same, just different battles. You know, I used to be jealous of those other guys, Richard Rodgers, Jerry Kern. I was especially jealous of George. But I got the one thing they never had. You. I am the luckiest guy in the world.
I love you, Harold.
I love you too, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. And now someone is going to play the piano for this last one. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Harold Arlen. Come on, Harold.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, darling, what would you like to do?
How about that old song?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
In Star by Sarah Woolley, Judy Garland was played by Lydia Wilson and Sid Luft by Carl Prekop. Harold Arlen was Nigel Lindsay and Ira Gershwin, Alan Corduner. George Cukor was Samuel James and Jack Warner, David Hounslow. Taylor was Ian Dunnett Jr., John Nuezet Diaz-Cano, and the secretary, Andy Bickers. Sound design and piano were by Peter Ringrose, and the director was Abigail LaFleming. Star was a BBC Studios audio production for Radio 3.
Thank you, Harold.
Sunday evening you can hear The Dance of Death, Colin McPherson's darkly comic version of Strindberg's classic about a toxic marriage. That's at the earlier time of 7:45, and in the meantime you can find many more editions of Drama on 3 to listen to on BBC Sounds.
I have more diamonds than the Queen of England.
Welcome to the world of thieves and hoaxers and con women.
She does sound fabulous, though.
Massive dogs, lots of cars.
But who are these lady swindlers? And did they get away with their frauds and deceptions by using their feminine characteristics?
I am the notorious Tilly Devine.
She's a bit of a one-off, really.
Lady Swindlers with Lucy Worsley.
Where true crime meets history.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
It's 9:30 and time now here on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds for the first in a new series of The Evening Office of Compline. The service takes the form of a sequence of words and music to provide a moment of stillness and reflection at the end of the day. For this liturgical season of All Saints and All Souls, the office was recorded in the Church of St Anne and St Agnes, Gresham Street in London, with the Renaissance singers. The service begins with an early 17th century setting of a Compline text by Guillaume Bousignac in Pace. I will lay me down in peace and take my rest.